Lent, Week 2, Monday, Morning Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O God, Creator of us all, from whom we come, to whom we go, you look with pity on our hearts, the weakness of our wills you know. Forgive us all the wrong we do, and purify each sinful soul. What we have darkened, heal with light, and what we have destroyed, make whole. The fast, by law and prophets taught, by you, O Christ, was sanctified. Bless all our penance, give us strength to share the cross on which you died. O God of mercy, hear our prayer, with Christ your Son, the Spirit blessed, transcendent Trinity in whom created things all come to rest. When can I enter and see the face of God? Psalm 41. Like the deer that yearns for running streams, so my soul is yearning for you, my God. My soul is thirsting for God, the God of my life. When can I enter and see the face of God? My tears have become my bread, by night, by day, as I hear it said all the day long, "Where is your God?" These things will I remember as I pour out my soul, how I would lead the rejoicing crowd into the house of God, amid cries of gladness and thanksgiving, the throng wild with joy. Why are you cast down, my soul? Why groan within me? Hope in God, I will praise him still, my Saviour and my God. My soul is cast down within me as I think of you, from the country of Jordan and Mount Hermon, from the hill of Mizar. Deep is calling on deep in the roar of waters, your torrents and all your waves swept over me. By day the Lord will send his loving kindness, by night I will sing to him, praise the God of my life. I will say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning, oppressed by the foe? With cries that pierce me to the heart, my enemies revile me, saying to me all the day long, where is your God? Why are you cast down, my soul? Why groan within me? Hope in God, I will praise him still, my Saviour and my God. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. When can I enter and see the face of God? Show us, Lord, the light of your mercy. A Canticle from Sirach, chapter 36. Save us, God of all things, strike all the nations with terror. Raise your hand against foreign nations, that they may see the greatness of your might. Our sufferings proved your holiness to them. Let their downfall prove your glory to us. Let them know, as we ourselves know, that there is no other God but you. Give us signs again, work further wonders, clothe your hand, your right arm, in glory. Assemble all the tribes of Jacob, as when they first received their inheritance. Pity the poor people called by your name, pity Israel, chosen as your firstborn. Have compassion on the holy city, Jerusalem, the place of your rest. Let Zion ring with your praises. Let your temple be filled with your glory. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Show us, Lord, the light of your mercy. Blessed are you, Lord, in the vault of heaven. Psalm 18. The heavens proclaim the glory of God, and the firmament shows forth the work of his hands. Day unto day takes up the story, and night unto night makes known the message. No speech, no word, no voice is heard, yet their span extends through all the earth, their words to the utmost bounds of the world. There he has placed a tent for the sun. It comes forth like a bridegroom coming from his tent, rejoices like a champion to run its course. At the end of the sky is the rising of the sun, to the farthest end of the sky is its course. There is nothing concealed from its burning heat. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord, in the vault of heaven. A reading from Exodus chapter 19. You have seen how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now therefore, if you will obey my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my own possession among all peoples. For all the earth is mine, and you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. Responsory: It is he who will free me from the snare of the hunters. It is he who will free me from the snare of the hunters and from the evil word. It is he who will free me from the snare of the hunters. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. It is he who will free me from the snare of the hunters. Be compassionate as your Father is compassionate, says the Lord. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has visited his people and redeemed them. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour in the house of David his servant, as he promised by the lips of holy men, those who were his prophets from of old. A Saviour who would free us from our foes, from the hands of all who hate us, so his love for our fathers is fulfilled and his holy covenant remembered. He swore to Abraham our father to grant us that free from fear and saved from the hands of our foes, we might serve him in holiness and justice all the days of our life in his presence. As for you, little child, you shall be called a prophet of God the Most High. You shall go ahead of the Lord to prepare his ways before him, to make known to his people their salvation through forgiveness of all their sins, the loving kindness of the heart of our God, who visits us like the dawn from on high. He will give light to those in darkness, those who dwell in the shadow of death, and guide us into the way of peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Be compassionate as your Father is compassionate, says the Lord. Intercessions. Blessed be the God and Father. On this day of Lent, he has given us the grace of offering the sacrifice of praise. Let us pray to him with confidence. Lord, transform our lives by your divine teaching. Almighty Father, grant us a spirit of prayer and penance. Grant that we may love you and one another. Lord, transform our lives by your divine teaching. Let us work with you to restore all things in Christ, to renew the world through your justice and peace. Lord, transform our lives by your divine teaching. In the name of every creature under heaven, we praise you. Teach us to respect all that you have made. Lord, transform our lives by your divine teaching. Forgive us for the times we have failed Christ in the poor. Have mercy on us in our weakness. Lord, transform our lives by your divine teaching. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. You teach us, Lord, to discipline the body for the good of the soul. Give us grace to refrain from all sin, and to set our hearts on fulfilling your precepts. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.